Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I think you want to get your hands on the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. It's unbelievable. I mean, electronics at its finest. It's got the TV side on it, the radio side on it. You can watch. You can listen. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It's got in-game odds. It's got everything. The Sports Grid app. Get it today. You won't be disappointed. And remember, it's free. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Including right this very second. It's on always, all day, every day, all week, all month, all year. On X at SportsGrid-Live. Every week you can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench podcasts on iTunes and wherever you download podcasts. Every show, two shows a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I think you'll dig it. All right, let's look at the lineup for tonight on SportsGrid TV. So at 6, it's Front Office Sports. Today at 6:30, it's Game Time Decisions with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, today. And then at 8 o'clock, it's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel tonight. And then Sports Rage is at 10 Eastern on Sports Grid TV. On Sports Grid Radio at 8 to 10, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. You get it all on Sports Grid. Get on the grid. You'll like it. Why go anywhere else? Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, we've got you covered. All right, we're into hour two here on a pain-free Friday. We've been talking about the NBA Finals, Game 7, Sunday night. The lines moved from 8.5 to 7.5. T.J. McConnell, we've certainly been talking about him, Carver High.
We certainly have. Let me give you some notes and numbers about Game 7 here before I give you the only numbers that matter, and that, of course, is the line. T.J. McConnell, first bench player in NBA Finals history with 60-plus points, 25-plus dimes, and 15-plus boards in a series. That's how good McConnell has been. Tremendous job by him. This is the 20th NBA Finals Game 7. The first since the Warriors-Cavs in 2016. I know you remember that one, Scotty. That was the one the Cavs won. LeBron had the block, right? I saw that clip like 600 times already this morning, that LeBron running down the court block that he had to win that Game 7. The Cavs are actually one of the three teams, believe it or not, three teams in the NBA Finals won Game 6 when they were down 3-2. Then went on to win Game 7. Last three have done it. The Cavs in 16, the Heat in 13, and the Lakers in 10. So what the Pacers are trying to do, not out of the question, but remember one thing here. Only one of those three went to play the Game 7 on the road, and that was the Cavs in that LeBron game at Golden State.
Yeah, and they had LeBron, and so did like the Heat, and so did the Lakers had Kobe. And the Pacers don't have anything like that. They really don't. Nothing even close to any of those. So they're screwed.
You're talking legends involved in those Game 7s coming back from down 3-2.
That's right.
And finishing the job. And I agree. As good as the Pacers have been, they do not have anyone of that level here. Home teams are 15-4 in Game 7s in NBA Final history. I just mentioned the Cavs in 16. 78 Bulls, 74 Celtics, 69 Celtics. the only ones to win it on the road. So, I mean, now you're talking even further out in the woods in terms of winning a Game 7 on the road in the NBA Finals. Very, very difficult. Pacers have won are one of 10 NBA franchises to never win an NBA title. Brooklyn, the Clippers, Charlotte, Memphis, Minnesota, New Orleans, Orlando, Phoenix, and Utah are the other nine. I know some might say, wait, Oklahoma City? When they remember, Oklahoma City still has the Seattle Supersonics history. So technically, Oklahoma City has won an NBA title in their franchise history, Scotty, they could say.
Well, I think the Pacers will still be on that list, but they had a hell of a season. There's no denying. And they had really, I think, a hell of a season last year, too. They're a great franchise and they got great fans. And, you know, it's the same old story for me, knowing the blood that flows through the veins of every Hoosier. There is nothing like basketball in the state of Indiana. I stand by the comments I've made before. There is no state, including North Carolina, I believe, better than Indiana when it comes to basketball. I think Duke and North Carolina are incredible, but the Hornets aren't. And let me tell you something else. Duke and North Carolina is, without question, amazing what they've done in college basketball. But there is no way that anyone can tell me that the history of college and high school basketball in the state of Indiana is unequaled. It's unequaled. They made movies about it. It is the greatest state for basketball in the union. That's all there is to it. You never hear about, when is the last time you heard about high school basketball in North Carolina? I mean, besides never. But you hear about Indiana high school boys basketball, I can guarantee you that. And you've heard of Mr. Basketball. You don't hear, is there a Mr. North Carolina? I've never heard of one. I know they may have one, but I've never heard of one. But you've heard of Mr. Basketball. They talk about it in Indiana. They talk about it in Ohio. And I am telling you, Indiana high school basketball is bigger than life. So is college basketball. You cannot even compare it to anywhere. People in Indiana are crazy about basketball. Like, if you drive in Indiana, the two things you will see, I guarantee you, are basketball poles and farmland. That's all there is basketball hoops. Every driveway has one. Every barn has one. Every school has one. They're everywhere. I mean, they're literally, there's more basketball hoops than trees.
Everybody loves basketball in Indiana.
That's
there's
it.
No question.
That's all they care about. Nobody, they love basketball everybody. More than their families and their children.
If the Pacers win Game 7, they'd be the first team in at least 35 years to win an NBA title after being underdog in every game of this series. And that's precisely what they'll be again on Sunday night. 7.5 for the Oklahoma City Thunder at home at the Paycom. Total 215.5 for Game 7.
You see there it says they'll win by 6. And they have almost a 70% chance to win. I still don't feel it. I feel 10 or more. I feel 10 or more for the Thunder. I want it, like, I took the Pacers last night, but they played at the Field House. I've hit a lot of spreads in this series. I'm just going to tell you, like, that team in a winner-take-all game, they've been the best team in the NBA all year, and I say they prove it one more time and win by at least a dozen. They win by 10 or 12.
Every time I think that I want to take Indiana here on Sunday night, I keep thinking of what Oklahoma City did to Denver in that Game 7 when they got back to the Paycom earlier. I mean, they just completely ripped them to shreds. Like, it's just like when they know that they
Joker
absolutely have to have
it. Joker was drinking beer by the third quarter on the sideline.
Yeah, I think this game, how about this? Here's what would be best for everybody. I think this game's close for 2.5, 3 quarters, and Oklahoma City finishes them in covers in the fourth quarter and takes them down. I don't think it's a full-blown 30-point blowout, an unwatchable game. I think Indiana's in it, and OKC's just too much in the end, and they take them down.
I think it would be better if they showed Gene Hackman measuring the hoop, and then you have the drunk assistant coach with a bottle of brown bag.
Shooter.
That's what we need in game seven.
Shooter.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
He told me that he believes that my heartburn and reflux problem is caused by rum, and Carver High added that I should have another. So I got one guy telling me, you know, shut it down, and then I got another guy saying, have another one. You're all right. Like, I don't know. You know, and then there's Luke, have another. You know, you have a double rum, and then you get a little heartburn, and Mobby's like, I'm telling you, it's causing it. It's like sticking to your, like, innards. And then Carver High's like, be a man. Have another. I love it around here. The advice I get from the crew and all the co-hosts and producers and everyone, just, it's fantastic. Kill yourself. I love it. My wife's been trying to kill me for years, as you've seen. She gave me a massive heart attack. She tried to sleep with my surgeon. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Don't.
Yes, we are. We are.
Don't relive that. Stop talking about. Okay.
It's all right. It's okay. Last thing here for Sunday, and that's this finals MVP. Whoa. So with the Pacers now making game seven, odds have changed. SGA now minus 240. Siakam plus 320. Then J-Dub and then Halliburton. It sounds like, Scotty, let's just get down to the chase here. If the Thunder win, it's SGA. If the Pacers win, it's Siakam. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and so what's going to happen is Shai Gilgeous is going to win it, and that'll be the end of it.
Correct, because the Thunder are going to win. So that's how it's going to go on Sunday night in the NBA
I would love
finals.
To come
Game
here
seven,
Monday night and be talking about the upset of the ages, but we'll see if that comes to fruition. I'm not feeling
it. And it would be enormous. Remember we gave you that remember that thing at the beginning of the series I gave you, the 10 biggest favorites? In NBA Finals history, only one of them had lost. Well, they'd be the second if they lost this game on Sunday night to go down how heavy a favorite they were. Okay, a few other NBA things, and I'll move on. Steve Kerr's son, Nicholas, he'll be joining the Warriors staff after spending the last two seasons as head coach of Santa Cruz in the G League. Steve Kerr's son finally said, get me the hell out of Santa Cruz. I want to go be with you in the big club. Let's go.
Let's just get down to business here. I didn't know he had a son. And I also know that Santa Cruz is really fantastic for surfing. And they do have a roller coaster right down by the beach. I've surfed there. It is cool. I like Santa Cruz. I could care less about Steve's son.
LeBron James has a burgeoning relationship with the Amazon people. That could lead him to joining Prime's NBA coverage. I don't know if that means, like, starting next year or, like, when he retires. Like, when does that mean he's going to, like, be on television for Amazon Prime for NBA games?
I think he's, you know, he's already planting the seed. It's a done deal. My man is going to be making movies in Hollywood. They're going to make him into a movie star one way or another. And I don't believe that. Frankly, I think a side hustle might be doing NBA games on Prime or something. He is in bed with Prime. He's doing commercials for Prime now. So I think that what he really wants. He's already said he wants to be an actor. So I don't think that means doing commercials either. I think he wants to actually be in motion pictures. He already has a gigantic production company. He's already got his foot so far into Hollywood's arse, it's not even funny. And who's going to say no to this guy? He literally is larger than Los Angeles. He's enormous. They're going to make him a star as sure as I'm sitting here. He'll be in movies soon. I mean, they put Michael Jordan in tons of movies. And he was doing cartoon movies, Disney movies. I mean, what hasn't he done? Didn't Michael Jordan do like Bugs Bunny movies? Like, I can't stop it. So there's nothing you can do about it. And remember, you know, Michael Jordan's a billionaire, and so is LeBron James, and they'll do whatever they want.
That's correct. That's precisely what they want to do. I don't picture him as someone doing, like, analyzing the game. Like, I don't see that from LeBron. Maybe I'm wrong. We see Brady doing it. You know, we see maybe I'm wrong, but just doesn't seem like his thing. I think he likes doing that thing where he sits on the couch drinking the wine with Nash. He used to do it with Reddick. Like, he sits there and gives you all of his thoughts about basketball. I think he likes doing that. I think that that's more up his alley.
Yeah, listen, I just want to be clear. So I'm not one to sit around watching any of that.
No.
I really like golf, and I watched that first season of that Swing Show, and then I never watched it again. So I must not have liked it that much. Like, I don't care what these people do in their spare time. I really don't. Like, they try to make celebrities out of all these athletes. Like this guy, what's his name? The guy in Philadelphia with the Eagles that they tried to turn into him and his brother, the Kelseys. What's the guy?
Yes.
Is that his brother?
Yeah.
I'm sick of that guy. Jason like, Kelce. I can't even watch a game anymore without seeing his stupid commercials. I mean, he's on every other commercial on television. Like, he's in the neighbor's house watching YouTube TV. I honestly, I want to gouge my eyes out. I'm not into it. Like, I don't matter. But I also know he thinks he's funny and he's not. Like, when is the last time you watched that dude and you laughed? Are you really laughing at his comedy? I'm not. Thanks so much. I don't laugh at Stephen Colbert either. I really don't.
I don't get the infatuation with either of them. I don't really understand.
Ever since Letterman left, I've been done. I like Fallon. I think he's a great dude. I don't watch late night talk shows. I used to watch David Letterman. Once you lose David Letterman and Johnny Carson, you are effed. I was on Letterman twice. Trust me, they don't make them like that anymore. Not only that, I would rather watch David Letterman at an IndyCar race as a team owner than I would watch comedy late night television. It's so awful with their presidential jokes and their stupid skits. At least Fallon singing songs and acting like a drunk, at least he has fun doing it. The other ones aren't funny. They're not funny at all. At all.
Second homer of the day for Cal Raleigh gives the Mariners a 6-4 lead.
Oh, my God. He's got 29 now.
29 for the big dumper. Most homers by a catcher before the All-Star break.
MVP.
Ever.
Aaron Judge can't hit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant.
Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Do you think that LeBron will end up doing like Naked Gun type movies like OJ did? Or do you think he'll be like OJ and end up killing a bunch of people? I'm just asking.
Didn't
it's
we
Friday.
Do this?
Can we just do this
with Adrian Peterson the other day? Didn't we do
we
this
did.
With Adrian Peterson the other
we
day?
We did. We.
No.
You know, I have a big thing for serial killers. I love, stories about that kind of stuff. And, I like war on television, hurricanes, and serial killers.
Wasn't LeBron in, what was the one? I mean, the movie wasn't funny, but it was a comedy. Wasn't LeBron in a movie a couple years ago?
I hope not.
What was it called, Mafia? I'm sorry. Was it Trainwreck with Amy Schumer? That's right. LeBron was in that. He did some acting in that.
Oh, yeah. Schumer.
Yeah, so LeBron was in
that. I remember when she was funny.
Oh, yeah, Space Jam. Okay, so he's done a little bit of acting, I guess, if you could call it that. Happy anniversary to Zion Williamson. 6 years ago today, the Pelicans drafted him first overall. He's only played in 45.3% of those games and has not won a playoff series.
Hey, but at least on the bright side, he's been accused of rape.
Yes, he's had some trouble. As well recently in the news. Not a good scene for him. WNBA points per game leaders in the month of June. Caitlin Clark, 26 points a game. Sabrina Ionescu, 24.4. And Paige Bueckers, 23.7. Clark's Fever now third in odds to win the WNBA title behind the Liberty and the Lynx.
No one cares at all, but I will say this. If you want to talk about Sophie Cunningham, I'm open for offers. Like that
now,
chick is
she
so
the
hot
one become – she's yes. like Clark's muscle now out on the court.
She's the muscle, and she's yeah. passed. Like, I know that Clark's, like, the greatest player, but no one, like, cares. Like, I don't – like, we all know she's great. What I want to see is that Sophie chick beating up chicks, and she's hotter. Like Caitlin, is fair to Midland at best. Like if I'm going to look, if I got some hot chick that should be in movies and be in, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, or, she smokes show hot. Like people say, you can't talk about, women. Okay. Well, I can. And I think she's smoking hot, and I could care less about any WNBA player at all. What they score, if they win, what their odds are. But if you want to talk about that chick, I'm open. My ears are open because watching her do anything is exciting to me. Like just walking into the arena, they showed her yesterday on a beanbag sitting there, like wearing nothing. It was just fantastic. I mean, they said she soared to number two in popularity in the WNBA. She's already passed everyone else in the league. And these other people talking about this candy-ass chick that can't shoot in Chicago, I won't even say her name. She's so awful. I give a rat's ass about her ugly ass. I want to talk about that smoking hot blonde. I mean, they're going to have her in movies before you know it. You know why? Because if you're that beautiful, who cares about your stupid basketball game? Honestly, they need to get her into Hollywood immediately. That girl. In fact, I think she should be... believe it or not, I'm going to put her in there because doesn't King Charles, he's sick. I think she should be the new Queen of England. She's so hot. Mm. They can make her the Queen of England and she could be the Queen of England for like 50 years until she gets old and ugly. I want to look at her for the next 50 years. Is there anything else? Did I cover that in terms of around, like getting around like all sides of it like you like me to do?
So I'm going to guess you'll be glued to the TV Sunday at 3 for Fever Aces tip-off at 3 o'clock East.
Yeah, not Aces to watch the game at all, but to watch her.
Okay.
It's too bad she has to wear a basketball uniform when I watch her.
Oh, there we go. Her TikTok gained over 500,000 followers after.
Soon to be 5 million.
It's probably trending in that direction. There you go.
If you go on X right now, you won't last 30 seconds before you see 20 stories about her. She's unavoidable. And you know why? Because she's smoke show hot. That's why. People are like, you can't say that about a woman. Oh, yeah? Well, I guarantee you she loves the fact that everybody thinks she's hot. Why do you think they dress the way they dress walking into the arenas? Because they don't want to be called hot? Or they just want to be, catwalk, good looking? Or they don't want to be in magazines and fashion shows and the Met Gala? Who are you kidding? They all live for it. That's all they do. They don't even care about the basketball game. They care about being seen walking into those arenas. And so do all those drip basketball players on the men's side, including all the announcers, including guys that announce and make too much money that think they're special walking into arenas. I want to look at her, not those idiots.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so turning the corner on a pain-free Friday. I'm Pharrell with Cover High in New York, and we're going to go in a different direction now, thank God, and talk baseball. Mafia said I'm in trouble for my comments on hot basketball players that sleep with front office executives and get traded to another team.
We do have a lot of baseball to do as we head into the first weekend of summer. Why don't we start with another topic you love, which is baseball players fighting each other or getting mad at each other. I know that that gets you excited as well. The Padres did finally beat the Dodgers last night, 5-3. But of course, it was all the extracurricular activities. Once again, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Shohei Ohtani getting plunked in the ninth inning. Here's what started it all off in the top half of the ninth with Tatis on Padres TV.
Schilt comes out barking, upset. Dave Roberts now, and they're going to come together. Dave Roberts coming out as Schilt was yelling in his direction. And now a little shove from Roberts of Schilt. And now everybody unloading onto the field. The manager started, and now the players are involved too.
It was only a matter of time. Toddy's been hit twice and has each time handled it like a pro.
So, listen, I thought it was fantastic. And remember that it happened twice this week. It wasn't once. It was twice. And the exact same guys. Tatis got plunked, and then Ohtani got plunked, and then the same thing happened again last night. So, Schilt had had enough. And then I'm taking Schilt over Dave Roberts. I think Schilt, his anger and his temper was way better than Dave Roberts. So I always like the guy that's crazy in a fight. I'll take Schilt at 3-1. And I actually think he'd beat Dave Roberts' ass. And in fact, I hope to see it again later in the season.
And the funniest thing was that Roberts did make some contact with him. He came up and gave him a little bit of a bump, but then Roberts, after he did that, scurried back behind seven or eight other guys and got really far away from him after that.
Because he's a wussy.
That tells you everything. Now, of course, two very different sides to this story. Why don't we start with Dave Roberts, who says, I just had the kid out there. He's making his major league debut. He was walking guys. He obviously had no control. Sure. There was no intent there.
Talking about intent versus no intent. And so I think that anyone understands that there was no intent there. And even by my reaction, I didn't feel good about Tatis, a great player, good guy, getting hit. I didn't feel good about it. And so as he comes out and he's yelling at me and staring me down, that bothers me. Because to be quite frank, that's the last thing I wanted. I'm taking starters out of the game and, trying to you know, get this game over and get this kid a couple innings. And so that's why I felt, you know, I took that personal, because I understand the game and know that I understand it doesn't feel good to get hit, but understand, again, intent versus clearly no intent.
Okay, so, but he, I'm sure he had a problem with them beating Ohtani. So, you know, right. I say tit for tat. Like, you bean our guy. I said this the other day. You bean Tatis, we're going to bean Ohtani. That's exactly what should happen. And you know what? All this talk about the managers have no idea that their guys are going to beat him. I don't care. If the pitcher beans the star player, then you hit their star player. And then you have a fight. That's it. It's simple as that. I don't care about the wussy manager who is like trying to talk his way out of it, like he has nothing to do with it, and how he loves Tatis, you know, my ass. They don't like the Padres. The Padres don't like them. Let's just have the fight already. Like, it was so close to happening last night. Right. I was hoping it would.
Well, the problem was, I think you would have got a pretty good one, but Ohtani like waved them back in. Like, Ohtani got hit. And then he was, like, waving at the dugout to stay in. Like, come on. You know, let him come out.
Pete Rose would have gone out and knocked someone's teeth out. He would have thrown the punch. Like, you know, these guys nowadays, they're all talk and there's no fight. When is the last time you saw a fight? Nolan Ryan. You remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Nolan Ryan, he had him under the arm, he's giving him this business? That's about the last time I saw somebody get punched in a baseball game. Like, actually,
it's very
punched.
Rare. My favorite, I think, was in the late 90s. I remember the Oriole Yankee fight where Armando Benitez hit Tino Martinez.
Yeah.
And it spilled into the dugout, and Strawberry came over and gave a guy a right. Like, that was a fight. That was Nolan Ryan. That's what you really don't get any. The only one I even remember in the last 10 or 15 years was, didn't Rugi Odor and Jose Bautista have one where a guy got
Rugi
blocked and he got knocked out? there's been a couple, but really nothing. Romine and Miggy was a good one too with the Yankees a few years back, but it's so rare because, like you said,
Rugi Odor, it's like about 5'3".
And he cleaned out. Tim Anderson had one, but you don't get it that they're usually, it's like a country club atmosphere when they go out. Here's Schilt just to end this all. I don't think he agrees with Robert's assessment that there was no intent to the throw.
Do you think the pitch was intentional to hit Tatis tonight in that spot?
I'd like to think not, but I can't say that. Only a couple people know that. And whether it was or it wasn't, enough is enough. You know, we got a guy that's getting x-rays right now. It's one of the best players in the game, of course, on our team. And this guy has taken shots, okay? And before this series, you know, and I can back this up with complete evidence, you know, track records speak for themselves. Teams that I manage don't get into altercations like this because teams I manage don't throw at people. But also teams I manage don't take anything. And after a while, I'm not going to take it. And I'm not going to take it on behalf of Toddy. I'm not going to take it on behalf of our team, intentional or unintentional. It's really that simple. That's how this game's played. And you want to call that old school? Then, yeah, we'll play old school baseball.
Okay, so how many times do they have to bean him before you realize they're throwing at him? Like,
right.
they beaned him twice in 4 days. Like, they went after him twice. So they went after Ohtani. And the difference is that, you know, I don't know who it hurt more. I mean, because one guy definitely was a juicer. And the other one, I wouldn't be surprised, is, and he was in, like, you know, he got out of that jam with all that betting, didn't he? Like, they put that other guy in prison for the rest of his life. And here's what Ohtani did, like this, like he didn't even know him. So one guy was a juicer, and you know he cheats. And the other guy, God only knows what he was involved in. People think he's like all born again and didn't do anything. I'm not one of them.
Well, remember, you know, that guy stole from him. He had no knowledge of anything that was going on. He was his right-hand man for 4 or 5 years while he was living in America playing baseball. but had no idea that he was betting all this money.
His bank account and betting.
No idea. Had no clue that any of it was going on. Mizuhara. Manny Machado actually had a good line, too. He said, the Dodgers better light a candle and pray that Tatis is okay. I wouldn't want Manny knocking on my door, being upset with me. So you don't want to get Manny Machado upset.
Like I said, in, you know, when they play again, which they will, yes. I think it's coming again. And this time, hopefully, someone will, you know, have their jaw broken.
Yeah, somebody needs to, you know, just get
I like baseball
hurt.
Fights. That's what it all comes down to. Baseball is so boring. They need more of that. The Pirates and the fans last night. Well, I know we're going to talk about
the
that.
Pirates they were fighting the
Pirates
fans.
They were feisty last night in the doubleheader.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I see your boy. Don't call me the old blue liner. Hit another walk-off last night out in the Sutter Wine District in Sacktown.
Yeah, big night again in Sacramento for Nick Kurtz. Earlier this week, we played a walk-off homer for him against the Astros. Well, why don't we do it again last night, once again on A's Radio.
Hader at the belt. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fly ball to center field. This will end it. Going back is Myers at the wall. He's done it again! Nick Kurtz with another walk-off homer for the A's, and they win it 6-4.
They have a guy in their lineup named MacGyver. Isn't that the guy that had all the gadgets?
That,
MacGyver?
That, that guy... He homered last night. What was that guy's name? They must have just called him up.
Didn't Caratini hit one, too?
I was
like last night.
Yeah, this Caratini. Everyone except the guys I had. Yeah, his name was MacIver. Willie MacIver.
MacIver.
We're
going to call him MacIver permanently.
Your boy Willie getting involved. Nice win for the A's as they split with the Astros. The Orioles beat Tampa 4-1 down at Steinbrenner Field. The big blow there, Colton Cowser, a three-run shot on Masson.
And so it seems, now raises the glove high, and Cowser unloads to right. Gone! His second home run on an 0-2 pitch in the series. His third
How about they're booing them? Meanwhile, they've won like 21 of 26, and they're booing them.
Yeah, imagine that. Honestly, like they've been on fire. They lose one game, let's boo down on them. Braves beat the Mets 7-1. Braves needed that. They sweep the Mets. Matt Olson getting involved, ripping one down the line on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Down the right field line, stay fair. Yes, it will. Here they come.
It was very exciting for everyone.
It was. Spencer Strider, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, and 8 strikeouts for the win for Atlanta. What's wrong with New York baseball, Scotty? How about this? They started the season combined, the Mets and the Yankees, 87-49. But since June 13th, 1-12, the Mets and the Yankees.
Awful.
They've gone from scoring 4.6 runs a game to 2.1. They're allowing a run and a half more per game. They had a +202 run differential combined, now a -33. The Mets and the Yankees not liking the change to the summer heat here in the New York metropolitan area the last few weeks.
It's like the stinky city itself with all the garbage and, you know, bad things on the streets and rats and urine and everything else. It just the heat and then the cement, and it just rises up and hits you in the face. That's what's happened to the Mets and the Yankees, the sticky Jones summer.
The Met loss and the sweep in Atlanta combined with what the Phillies did last night in Miami means that they are now tied for first in the NL East heading into a series tonight. How did the Phillies get a win last night? Little late inning heroics from who else? A little Schwarbaum on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Come
ring
on,
the bell.
Before you knew it, that one's drilled deep to right center field. Way back there. Gone! Home run, Kyle Schwarber! And the Phillies have taken the lead.
I mean, this guy's 40 homers plus every year. It's ridiculous what he does. All he does is stand in there and swing, and when he connects, it's gone. That's what he does. This guy hits home runs. That's all he does.
Tanks. The guy loves to hit tanks. It's just absolutely amazing. Another good performance from Ranger Danger Suarez. 1.17 ERA in his last 8 starts. That's third behind Chris Sale and Paul Skeens. Ranger Danger has been excellent for Philly. Speaking of the Pirates, they split that doubleheader with the Tigers. We know what happened in the day game. But then in the night, Paul Skeens, 9 strikeouts. He went 5 innings. Pirates scored 4 in the 10th, so they gave Skeens a 4-0 lead. I saw McCutchen had a homer, and then the bullpen yacked up the
as
Skeens
usual.
Lead and the win.
He never wins.
Well, it's weird. They actually scored him 4 runs this time, and this time the bullpen can't get the job done. Usually they lose 1-0, and everyone pitches well. He finally gets some runs, and they can't finish the job for him, but at least they won an extra innings.
I mean, let's face facts. Like, Skubal and Skeens are really the deal in Major League Baseball. They're the deal. Those are the two best pitchers in baseball. And I think even – I'm going to say it. Even if Gerrit Cole were healthy, he's not in their league anymore. Gives up too many home runs. This guy Skubal and Skeens, both of them, they don't give up runs. All they do is mow through lineups and strike guys out and – give up no runs. That's it.
That is what they do. They have been outstanding. And the Pirates also, I guess, wanted to – they had problems with the fans in Detroit. They had the reliever, Dennis Santana.
Everybody's hammered.
Took a swing at a fan in the bullpen area. Fam had some problems behind home plate with some fans and had them thrown out. What was going on in Detroit yesterday with the Buccos?
Santana swung at a guy who was 15 feet above him, so he jumped about 12 feet, and then he swung a haymaker at the guy and, you know, missed him by, I think he was probably a foot short because the guy was up so high. And then Pham, he was taking on the entire home plate section, and all of the drunks behind home plate at Comerica stood up and started giving him the business with language and fingers and everything else. They were throwing beers. And then, of course, your boy Don Kelly came out and he gave him the stink eye. And he didn't start up with him because he knew he wasn't going to win with a bunch of drunks. So he just narked him out to the umps and they had him tossed. But Tommy Pham wanted to go into the stands and beat the shack out of people. Like, they had to really pull him back. Santana, they just walked him out of the bullpen and said, "You're done for tonight." Pham wanted to fight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here.
Will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
6-4 Seattle in the ninth at Wrigley. Seattle's up. Crawford having a great game. 0-4 with multiple strikeouts. I'm watching this guy. I mean, he is just putting on an air conditioning clinic at Wrigley. He's swinging and missing everything. The entire stadium's got their hair blowing in the opposite direction.
He struck out the other night. Me and Joe had him late night. We've been playing guys for hits, runs, RBIs combo. 3+ hits, runs, RBIs. So we took this Crawford the other night. Comes up second time,
over
up, bases loaded.
Today.
If he gets a hit, you know, we get the three, right? One hit, he'd drive in two runs, we'd be clean. Guy just, like you said, swing and miss. Like, you could feel the breeze all throughout Seattle.
I mean, it's windy. He's talking about Windy City. He's providing air conditioning for the whole north side of Chicago.
He stinks. The Cards sweep a doubleheader at the White Sox. Nolan Arenado had his 350th career home run. We always like to play first home runs for guys. I'm actually going to play the second because he had two in one game. Your boy, Jack Caglione, FanDuel Sportsnet.
And there it goes. Deep into right center field. A no-doubter. And Jack Caglione's first big league game with a home run is a multi-home run game.
Yeah, I mean, two of them. He means business. Guy's huge.
He now has those two homers were more than all the Royals right fielders so far this year combined. Had combined for one home run the entire first 3 months of the season. Caglione had two last night. So good job by him.
Just leave him up now for the rest of the season and stop messing around.
No point ever taking him out of the lineup. Mike Trouton's coming off the IL. Look at what he's slashing. 323, 416 OBP, 477. Trout has been ridiculous. PCA.
He hit one yesterday.
He did. A deep shot into the bullpen. PCA, fourth fastest player to get to 2020. 20 homers, 20 steals in a single season. 73 games is all it took him. Too bad it took Eric Davis 46 in 1987. It took Canseco 68 in 1988, and then 2 years ago, Tatis Jr. only took him 71. But the fourth fastest, I'd say that's pretty good for Pete Crow Armstrong. And you mentioned this earlier, Sammy's back at Wrigley today for the first time in over 20 years. Slamming Sammy Sosa.
Did he still look like Dracula?
Yes. He does still look like Dracula, believe it or not.
Didn't he like leech himself or something? Like, what is happening?
I don't know what's going on with any of that.
Did Michael Jackson do that too? Like, we have to have a bleaching segment on the show at least once every few years.
Now, I don't know if we have this footage because it came in so late. But did you know, in honor of the 50th anniversary of Jaws, we love ballpark food, Yankee Stadium will have a Jaws souvenir cup with a Jaws milkshake in it. That's vanilla ice cream, raspberry sauce, whipped cream, blue gummy sharks, Lifesavers gummies, available on the main level at Yankee Stadium this weekend. You should go for this alone, Scotty, the Jaws 50th anniversary milkshake.
What was your favorite? Like, that just looks like a stomachache waiting to happen. What was your favorite line of the movie? Mine was, those beady eyes.
Yeah, that's the beady eyes.
Robert Shaw.
The one that tasted. What a film. They just don't make movies like that anymore. They just don't make movies like that anymore.
That is such a great movie. I remember, so it creeped me out so bad when I was a kid. Like, I used to, go down to my grandma's in Boca and swim in her pool. And I used to think when I was swimming in the pool alone that a shark was, because it was right on the intercoastal on the ocean, I thought a shark was going to crash through the cement and eat me. I'd swim so fast, you had no idea. Remember when you were a kid running home from the bus and you thought, the kids were chasing you and you ran super fast when someone was chasing you to kill you? Same thing with the shark. I'd swim so fast because I thought the shark was going to catch me and rip my leg off. Remember the little girl, 9 years old, the other day? The shark just bit her hand right off. Never go in the dark water, Mike. Only in turquoise. I've always told you that.
No shot you get me anywhere near any of that water. A couple of eagles on the back nine, and suddenly Tommy Fleetwood at 9-under is tied for the lead with Scheffler and Thomas, who are in the clubhouse. Tommy Fleetwood going off here.
Fleetwood Mac.
In Cromwell, Connecticut. Unbelievable.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.